Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4. This is letter number 1142, dated the 22nd day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Dalet, in Brooklyn. Shalom Abracha. So here the Rebbe is saying, you're letting me know and you're asking my opinion. Number one, should you occupy yourself, should you become a counselor and a teacher? One of your previous letters, you explained the details. You're asking, what is my opinion about becoming that? That is very proper, the Rebbe says. If at all times and in all places, this was a considered heavenly work, work of heaven, and our sages expounded on this about the verse, "V'hamazkilim yaziru kizoyer rekiyu matzdika rabim lelavod," that those who create and bring righteousness to the many by incorporating teaching, and then they should be shining like the shines of the skies forever. So this is said all the time. How much more so in our time, in which the end of the exile is close, and we got to prepare the Jewish people for the coming of Mashiach. And for example, as it was during the time of the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah. So our sages tell us, if there had been 600,000 Jews, which were the amount of the males over 20, minus one, remember there was one person missing, that would have held back, so the Torah could not have been given. Everybody had to be there. Numbers count. So the Rebbe, huh?
Numbers count.
Yeah, everybody had to be there. So the same thing the Rebbe says is, when we go out of this exile, it's known what our sages tell us, that it needs to be, everybody, the world needs to be a right place, we have to work, etc. The Rebbe doesn't want to see the other way, either all merit or the other way. The Rebbe doesn't want to chulu. Those who occupy themselves, their privilege, there is no measure to the benefit and to the greatness and to the blessings. Now the Rebbe is saying, he's asking as to fix his own matters. Personal, he had some personal issues that he wrote to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, first of all, I'm sure that you're keeping the classes, those study sessions that are equal for everyone to do that. And that is Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, which were instituted by my father and the Rebbe. In addition to that, you should separate for tzedakah every day. Of course, not on Shabbos and Yontif. Three times in the morning, three times before Mincha, without a vow, do it all without a vow. And until after Yom Kippur. And also, you should get used to saying words of Torah or prayer while you're walking in the street. And with blessing that you should notify good news in the above.